Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast recommendation, the Pod Squad are with me in studio today to tell us about Unicorn Girl.
I'm trying to run multiple companies, save the world, and be a killer rock star mom in really high heels.
This is Candace, mother of two, nurse, CEO, and founder of multi-million dollar companies.
She just was unicorn Candace.
It was everything I wanted to be.
In the 3 years after her divorce, Candace went from being a stay-at-home mom to making millions, traveling the world, and saving lives. There was just one problem. Was it all a lie?
Her favorite saying was, lie, lie till you die.
Or was it actually true?
These things did happen. It's real. Trust me, I could show you the pictures.
It turns out the truth might be even harder to believe than the lies. Candace did travel the world.
Candace says,
I'm in Ukraine. There's like bombs and stuff going off.
We're in Dubai with a rifle and all its components.
Candace did save lives.
She was bragging about how she heard rumors of getting the Nobel Peace Prize for this.
Yeah, the Pod Squad with me this afternoon. Tom Douglas from the News Talk newsroom and Sarah Jane Tobin, editor at DMG Media. Good afternoon, folks. You're both very welcome.
Hello.
What's this podcast about, Tom?
This
Go on.
Is about,
Take a stab at it.
Where do I start?
Take a stab at it.
This is about the woman that is referred to in the clip just there. Her name is Candace. Is it Lear or Rivera?
There's two names. Or Rivera, yes.
Yeah, she
both
kind of jumps between them. And actually, the presenter described it well, from a stay-at-home mother to all of those titles, CEO,
yeah,
nurse,
businesswoman, and
lifesaver, businesswoman, all influencer, podcaster, all that stuff. But it just feels very... What would you say? Fake.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. And she's, I believe, incarcerated at the moment after being found guilty. But it was just, I don't really know why there were certain parts to this podcast that really were, in my mind, kind of unnecessary to tell and confused the situation a little bit.
A lot of information.
And there was a lot of information that didn't necessarily have anything to do with the story of the scam. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so it's a scam podcast,
it's a
really,
scam.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's
and
a
there's
scam.
A lot of these kind of podcasts out at the moment.
Yeah.
We reviewed one, only you were here with
scam
us, Tom.
Factory, yeah, very good. Yeah. I enjoyed that one.
It was like they're talking about her book club, and then they're talking about how she convinced friends of hers to pose provocatively in her underwear. And they're talking about, like, there's all these other things that just don't really have anything to do with the story of the scam. And it really confused me to start off with anyway.
Is it the story or is it how it's presented? Who presents it, Tom?
Her name escapes me at the
Charlie
moment.
Webster. Charlie Webster. She's the girl behind Scamanda, if anybody listened to that.
Okay,
that was one
yeah.
of the big podcasts, I think, maybe 18 months ago, two years ago.
Great voice. I think she executive produces it.
She does,
too.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's the pace.
Yeah.
Because we're going from clip of her friend to then a story that Candace herself tells in a Facebook video, and we're using her own voice, and then we're going to like a text post which is read by an actor or by another member of the production team. Now, in fairness, they did flag that every time, but at points I was like, hold on a second here, like where are we supposed to be?
Yeah,
it was a little bit
there
confused.
Were a lot of voices, and they all said
voices in your head, Sarah.
Voices in my head.
Yeah.
There were a lot of voices, and to be perfectly honest with you, I kind of lost track of who was who, and at certain points I was listening to somebody speaking and I was like, which one is this now? Is
the
this
most
Aura?
Of them are from Utah.
Yeah, and they all have the same kind of accents, and I was like, is this Aura, her best friend? Is this Kim, who was her other best friend? Is this someone who was working with the black ops that she allegedly went to Afghanistan, which she didn't actually go to Afghanistan, but she actually sold the story to get loads of donations for her charity, which was basically so random. Her charity was supporting victims of human trafficking, right? And she had all these people so convinced that this is what they were doing, that they were making huge donations to this cause. She was saying that she was working with the Department of
Homeland
Security. Yeah. She was saying that her name was being tipped for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Moldovan
government. She actually was having high-level meetings with the Moldovan government. People were buying into it. But at the same time, all she's like, while the people on the ground, the volunteers, seem to be getting their hands dirty and getting stuck in, and were afraid to ask her for pay because she was talking about where the money was going to for all the donations, she herself was driving around in Escalade cars, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And vintage Corvettes, and she was decorating her house and going to galas. So, like, it was very, in my mind, very obvious that she's taken the money and she's blown it on herself. But these people were still bending over backwards for years. And she was hanging them out to dry left, right and centre. She was inviting them to galas, and then they'd arrive and there'd be no ticket at the door for them. And, you know, but they were like, what? She said I was invited.
But she was caught for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a 3-year sentence imposed last October.
Yes.
I had to read up to the first episode or two. I was kind of like, okay, why are we profiling this person? Like, I understand the story is interesting and all that, but like, why are we profiling her? So I had to read up to understand why.
Now, there is a conclusion to this.
You need to know there's a conclusion. Perhaps I understand why the production team didn't kind of give us all the details at the start, but then some production teams like to give you the conclusion at the start and say, okay, let's work backwards.
Maybe
it could be, I don't know, presented very differently.
I thought yesterday, I was getting into the car, I was driving back from West Cork, and I thought, I've loads of time now to listen to this week's podcast. And I put it on in the car, and I got to about the second episode, and I actually had turned off, because I just was all over the place in terms of trying to, you know, I needed to concentrate, obviously, on the road, but also on the podcast. And I thought, I'm going to have to give this another shout when I get back home. So how many episodes in total?
An eighth episode dropped today. It only started on the 18th of August, so it's still being rolled out.
Right.
So I had listened up to 7 yesterday, and this morning when I was driving into the offices in DMG, I checked just to see if there was another one dropped today, and yeah, number 8 was there. So I listened to that this morning on my way in. Like, I kind of, because I've listened to 8 episodes now, I'm invested, and I'd like to kind of, because it's just gotten to the stage now of where people have started to smell a rat, and like, how they started to smell a rat.
Like, I feel like Irish people will go, one's a chancer.
Yeah.
Like, right off the bat.
Like, I'll give you a little spoiler. They start to smell a rat because they realise that she has the wrong date of birth on her passport and her driving licence. They don't match.
And that's not the inflating figures, that's what raised the red flag. When I heard about it
at the outset, though, like, you know, in the idea of the story of deception and, you know, the kind of the multiple different occupations or lives that somebody can live, you know, it is something that is interesting, and I thought this will be great, but there's nearly too much going on.
There's a lot of very vulnerable people involved as well.
Like, what's the book club? Why was that even introduced at all at the start?
It just seems to have been her information dumping ground.
Yeah. Do you think, are there too many scam podcasts at the minute?
Well, we've reviewed now 2 in a couple of months between us, and I don't know if anyone else.
I wonder, is the scam series, you know, is it sort of attempting to become the new true crime?
I don't know. Like, I have to say now, I'm one of these people that I love seeing the liar get caught out. I absolutely love it. I hate lies. So I would get quite...
Very honourable.
Well, I hate lies because it never works out. But I think I love to see people getting caught out, so I do enjoy it.
Right.
This one, though, is just all over the show.
Information overload, I think.
Overload, and...
hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
How many stars out of 5, Sarah Jane?
One
out of 5, right.
I got 2 because I did enjoy it when I started to kind of wrap my head around what was going on.
It was a lot of hard work, though.
It was a lot of hard work. I started the first
podcast
episode.
Shouldn't be hard work.
No.
It should be just easy listening.
You should be able to do the hoovering and listen to it at the same time. No, you have to sit down and you have to be invested
in this. You'll continue listening, though, to get to the end of it.
Just because I like getting liars.
That's the only reason.
Getting caught out.
Will you stick out?
I think it's that meme where the two lads are digging and one of them is an inch away from the diamond and turns around. You know that meme?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where I am at the moment. I probably will.
You'll see it out to the end. I could go up to a 2 because I'm satisfied with the fact that she got locked up.
Well, but 2 stars out of 5 for Unicorn Girl from our pod squad this afternoon. Tom Douglas from the News Talk newsroom, Sarah Jane Tobin, editor at DMG Media. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.